out to websites, and most of us have one. And if we work for any kind of organisation or company, it's expected that we have one these days, so people can find out more about us, read up about us as well, perhaps ahead of contacting us for any kind of service. Chris and Dylan are from O'Brien Media, based in Swindon, and they've been running the company now for some time, but they're certainly knowledgeable in their field. First of all, Chris, it's really interesting. I think the past year has really changed our perception and our feelings about how we need to communicate and also keep that communication going at a time when physically we can't really see each other. So I'm sure you've seen quite a change over the past year or so.
A lot more of our customers are engaging with their customers via social media and through their websites, whereas previously they would have kind of a quite static and boring news page on their website. It's now a lot more interactive, encouraging their customers to connect with them via social media. We've got a yoga instructor who's one of our customers, and she's been doing yoga sessions via Zoom, which is something that she wouldn't have even considered before the pandemic. It's opened up businesses to a lot wider audience. So the businesses, they're getting their message out on so many more platforms than they would have previously.
We're talking about O'Brien Media, who've become involved in the station fairly recently. So a company that launched in 2006, looking at the need for people to have decent websites. So has that been a passion of yours, Chris, to launch a company that could actually meet those needs and use your creative skills?
Yes, definitely. I've always been a rather creative person. Been designing websites professionally for 15 years. But I designed my first website back in 1995 when I was still at school. That was back using a dial-up modem that I think everyone in their 30s and older is familiar with the wonderful noises of dial-up internet. Now that we've got super fast broadband, it certainly allows for a lot faster deployment of websites. The customers that we design websites for, they make use of the sites in so many different ways. And it's so many different ways that all those years ago when I designed my first website, I would never have even conceived of websites doing what they do now, communicating with customers in the way that they're used for now.
There's a real expectation now of websites, isn't there? Both what they provide and the fact that we expect companies and individuals now to have them, don't we?
Yeah, I think going from what Chris was saying and yourself is the kind of spectrum of websites and the digital world from a business perspective as well as a consumer's perspective, it's changed massively in the last, 30 years from, dial-up modems, and, you'd go onto the internet. I remember eBay, I think, was maybe one of the first sites that I went on when I was younger, to now you go on the internet for everything, and how it's diversed so much with super fast broadband, and how we put ourselves out there now and kind of go with the times, and how our clients are going with it as well. We're learning, as well as everyone is learning during this whole pandemic, and it's just trying to make the best that we can in the times that we are, and I think everyone has done really well, and we'll hopefully get back to the business handshake soon, and I think we will appreciate the getting in front of people more than we ever did. Yes, the Zooms are great, and how we've learned to adapt with our workability these days, but there's nothing quite like a smile, an eye contact and a handshake and a business card exchange.
We're so looking forward to being able to get back with our customers in person. There's nothing quite like hearing a customer and seeing the passion that they have for their business. That's what enables us to create amazing websites for businesses, because business owners, especially for small businesses, they're so passionate about what they do. You really get in person the best information from a business owner about how to communicate their story and how to communicate how their business can improve lives or improve other people's businesses. You lose that on a phone call. You can't pick up on body language. Once everything starts to once people are less afraid of in-person contact, then we're going to see another growth. We've gone through the digital transformation, and we're going to see a transformation in the way that people interact with other people. I think everyone is looking forward to that.
Yes, we're a digital business, but with personal touch. I think no matter how digital we will get in the future, there will always be a need for face-to-face and human-on-human contact to understand businesses for our purposes, for creating their websites, as other businesses will need to understand their consumers. There will be another growth of business on the digital world and how we implement the getting back to human contact.
Anybody who runs any kind of business is probably fairly expert at what they do, but actually understanding media and understanding the best ways to promote ourselves is another skill. So that's where it pays to bring in someone who understands the needs of something like a website to give the best kind of message and support.
There are obviously a number of tools that are advertised between TV programmes that let you build your own website, but we tend to find a lot of customers come to us after having used those tools, but they can't quite get their story across. You need someone who understands how to communicate to different people, to quite a wide range of customers for some industries, such as trades, and like a plumber, you need to be able to communicate to a pensioner who may have a leak under their sink, or through to a business who may have a burst pipe that's pumping water into their office. There's a spectrum of customers that businesses need to be able to communicate with, and that's where we come in. We've been working for 15 years on behalf of a large number of customers in Swindon and surrounding areas, and we can not only help businesses communicate with their customers, we can also introduce businesses to other businesses that could offer services in parallel. It's all about communicating on so many different levels.
We're talking social media and websites with Dylan and Chris. Does having a website need to be expensive?
No, we can build websites to quite a wide range of budgets. If you need to just communicate your contact details and who you are and who you want to provide services to, websites can come in around the £300 mark. It's not expensive. Obviously, if you want more interactive websites, if you want to have different landing pages for different types of customers, or you need us to help you with getting social media customers to go to certain parts of your website, or people from advertising campaigns you may be running on LinkedIn or Twitter, or even the wonderful boost button on Facebook that allows you to very quickly promote a business page. In order for you to see how that works, you may need to have those visitors go to different pages on your site so that you can say, well, okay, that £4.50 I spent with Facebook generated me £45 of work. More detailed and more expensive websites can help you understand your customers as well as communicate with them.
What would be the key things anybody would need to look at to have a website? The key things that you'd say that people always should look at having?
Looking how to support a website with social media, vice versa, via just branding and kind of email marketing. We do have all other platforms to help with getting your word and your business out there in a digital way. I think really it's kind of understanding your target audience, who is your business, who do you want to reach, what is your purpose of a website, is it to collect orders, is it to provide information, and really that's when we know what we need to do for you. Do we need to look at going down a social media management site for you, producing a web page or a full website that's fully interactive?
Pune, we said that you actually launched in 2006, Chris, and you've developed quite a bit since then. The pandemic period has also helped in some ways when people realise how they need to communicate as well. In the last few years, three years, I believe you were saying, you've really developed your team now, so you've got a quite wide range of experiences.
We've gone from it being just me. We've now got a digital content specialist called Camillo, who handles all of our content writing and all of our kind of the blog content on our website. If you go to our website, you'll see many articles written by Camillo on a wide variety of business subjects. And we've got an additional developer who works alongside me called Dan. We've got a social media guy called Alex, who can help with getting all the social media posts set up, build your social media campaign. We've also got a data specialist who works with us called Andy. He can help with kind of upgrading you from older systems to newer platforms. We recently helped a retailer in Swindon move from a very, very old till system, EPOS system, to a web-based system that allowed them to use tablets as tills. They're now using iPads as tills. And that also facilitated them putting live product information onto their websites. Our most recent hire is Dylan Fernandez, who's here. Dylan's our business sales specialist. And
a smiley face that everyone will be seeing soon, I'm hoping. To speak to and understand, you know, how can we help them and how can they help us? It's kind of where I want to come in here and help us grow and help the community grow and, you know, get back out to meeting people again and supporting our kind of team in being able to put technical into layman's terms to our clients to help that progress, because not everyone's going to understand, oh, why do they need this kind of security level on a website, etc. And it's about being able to be the translator as well, I suppose, and help kind of progress ourselves as well as other businesses.
That sounds very handy, because the back end knowledge and wording that you have for a website is I think alien to me and most most people. So it's really good to have that common language that we can understand, so we know what's needed, what's going to be done, what our commitments are, etc., and what difference it's going to make to us, really. You, since 2006, developed really well, really getting established here in Swindon, providing that service. We're going to be hearing more about you on air as well, and hopefully some more tips about what people can do if they're planning their social medias, their campaign, and their websites as well. So we look forward to that, and hearing you on our business show as well. So if you could leave people each with a message, what would it be? As we're going forward, we're coming out of the pandemic, we're starting to reawaken our businesses.
Mine would be that now's the time to take stock of what you're doing as a business, to see which parts of your business you can grow. We've got partnerships with a number of different suppliers, different software vendors, and so we can help you create e-commerce platforms using services like BigCommerce, which not only cater towards your retail customers, but maybe you can sell business to business as well. It's just a time to take stock, see what works, and see what the pandemic has taught you about your customers.
Dylan?
And for me, yeah, it's definitely, yes, we're going into a more of a digital age where everything now is becoming more digital, but just don't forget to look at your consumers, look at your customers, because we're all human. Yes, digital is a different type of breed, but we're all human and we all are the same, and it's just understanding that and then translating that into a digital language.
We've got a thumbs up here. I think both approve of what the other have been saying, which is great. So to Dylan and Chris, thank you so much for coming in. Hopefully the first of many visits to Swindon 105.5, and we look forward to hearing more about the work itself and to becoming a friend of O'Brien Media.
Thank you
for having us.